But you know how we are both quite conscientious? We don't, in our own personal channels, we don't do clickbaity titles or thumbnails with, like, red circles on it, you know, all that kind of stuff.
One of us doesn't.
I don't do anything of the sort. But I am proud to say that the 316 YouTube channel is it's a cornucopia of the worst clickbait tactics I could put together.
Excellent.
All the titles are in capitals. I've put thumbs in the boob nail. Thumbs in the boob nail? I've put boobs in the thumbnail. It's just, yeah, it's shameless. Absolutely shameless.
Awesome.
So if you look at all the thumbnails, if I could crowbar in a sexy lady vaguely related to the topic, I did it. And it's sad that it works, but don't hate the player, hate the game. Anyways, should we go into it?
Let's do it.
Oh, hello and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast. Short podcasts for your short life. I'm Zeke, and with me is Podcast Jenny. Podcast Jenny, how's it going?
It's good. I'm very excited today.
Why are you excited?
We've had lots of very good topics.
We have had a few good topics. And furthermore, some exciting news for people listening. If you haven't seen it already, we have got a YouTube channel for the show now.
We have.
So if you want these tiny little podcasts in your YouTube subscription feed, then the link will be down below in the show notes. And if you're watching it on YouTube, the link to the show notes will be in the description box.
It all works very well, doesn't it?
A bit of a mess, but you guys can wave to each other as you pass between the two. Anyway, so yeah, check that out. Very, very happy about that. There are loads of different options now for following us. But yeah, great topics. Thanks to Carol Todd Hunter, as usual. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. I've got a feeling I know what you're going to say. Today, we are answering the question... If you could reboot any retro game, what would it be?
Ooh, good question.
It's a great question. My dreams have already been answered because it would be Final Fantasy VII. And they're doing it! Snap!
Wow. Well, yeah. I think they kind of have for me as well, because I would reboot all the old Roller Coaster Tycoon type games and theme park and that sort of thing.
And lo
and behold, somebody has started doing one! Yay!
They've done a few, haven't they? Well, what's the latest one?
Parkitect.
Oh, okay.
I love it. It's great. The best bits of Roller Coaster Tycoon, like with just elements of theme park starting to sneak in. And Steam Workshop!
Yes. Yeah, always a good thing. I wonder if we're not going retro enough, though. Maybe she means, like, kind of super retro. What about Pong?
Ooh.
Let's do Pong, updated graphics, so it feels like a proper tennis simulator.
But you can do that in VR now, can't you?
You can play Pong in VR?
I think so.
Sweet.
I'm just trying to think back now to sort of Acorn Electron games. Dragon Slayer. Oh, Dragon Slayer. It was like...
Is that like the kind of text adventure, roaming around-y RPG?
It was a map made out of ASCII characters. But it was like the precursor to role-playing games. So you had strength and dexterity and constitution, and you put your points into it.
I do not have strength and dexterity and constitution, but go on.
Well, just imagine.
Yes.
You could use this game and have some.
Cannot relate. Yeah, no, go on.
And then you walk round the map, and you have to go through forests, and there are little towns, and you can buy stuff and upgrade your weapons and blah, 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 and ultimately you have to get to a cave on the other side of the map with a dragon. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah, I remember the game. I remember it very well. It was very good.
It was on a cover disc or something.
Mm.
Never seen a commercial release of it. I remember it being on, like, Electron User or something, but I can't find a ROM of it. I can't find anything. If anybody out there knows or can create me a Dragon Slayer ROM, I will love
it. Yeah, do it. Do it. Put that down in the comments below. Make Podcast Jenny's day.
Yes.
What about this? Miss Pac-Man Feminist Edition 2016.
Oh, please do tell.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've not fleshed it out any more than just the title. But I'm sure you'll agree that's all I need to get the Kickstarter bucks rolling in. Miss Pac-Man, Wage Gap Edition. What do you think of that?
I'm just trying to picture what exactly you mean by it, you see. That's the thing.
I don't know, do I? just... Okay, right, she's gender fluid. Let's make it that. One level she's got a bow on her head, the next level she doesn't. Boom, job done. We're running out of time here on the 316 show. I would love to know what you guys listening would like to reboot as a game. Let us know in the comments below. In the meantime, games industry, there is a whole bunch of marketing ideas you can have for free.
You're welcome.
They are. Don't forget to pay Jenny and I royalties.